Also joining me next is the leader of the Democratic Alliance. A busy day for everyone. I'm grateful for all politicians, obviously respecting these platforms, to come on here as well. Everyone is having a media scrum around all of them. Musi Maimane, who is on the line with us from the DA, the Democratic Alliance. Good morning, Musi. How are you?
Good morning, Eusebius, and good morning to all the listeners.
Musi, this is, it's bad for the country. I was just saying to Bantu Olomisa, it is what it is, and it is a gift for the opposition parties. Officially, how do you and the DA react to what happened overnight?
It's a difficult day for many South Africans. I think many people are in shock. But, you know, one man cannot defeat 58 million. And the hope in all of this is that this presents a great moment for all of us as South Africans to take this country forward. And I know you say it's about opposition parties, but it's actually about South Africans. And there are ANC people who are in the ANC now who need to ask themselves the simple question, are we going to borrow a tired phrase, put South Africa first, say to ourselves, we've got to gather together and chart our way forward. So our response is that we're calling on all South Africans. In fact, I've applied, and we are calling for a march next week, Friday, in the city of Johannesburg, joining with people in the ANC to say, come vote with us in a motion of no confidence, because it's Parliament who elects the president. It should be Parliament who removes the president. The second issue is that, in fact, I've asked our legal team to approach the Western Cape High Court. Our stance is that if there's a motion of no confidence on the go, and that stands to succeed, actions of the president would then, in that instance, be irrational. So we want to interdict the swearing-in of new ministers to say, let us stop on that score so that we can ensure that, in fact, the motion is debated, and then we can bring into effect any other action that we'll take going forward. And then lastly, obviously, we're saying we want Parliament to be recalled earlier than usual so that we can proceed with this debate.
Musa, can I just ask you, I know you're very tight here, so we'll keep it very tight as well for now. But I mean, politically, I think you'd have to be a real buffoon not to support what you guys want to do. But of course, you know, sometimes law and politics come apart. I can't see that there are much odds of you guys succeeding in law, not as a matter of good politics, for the simple reason that the president has got constitutional prerogatory powers to do bad things to us. And sometimes not all bad things are unlawful. Why do you think, I know you're not a lawyer, but people like John maybe and other and your actual lawyers, why do you guys think you even have a chance?
No, look, the test is not the test of prerogative. That's not the debate. The test is, in fact, there is natural action that is taking place here where a motion is on the table, which if that was to succeed, and now laws don't test hypothesis, they test the fact that there is a natural, in this particular instance, I've already been contacted by certain ANC members who are saying, we want to vote with you. If that action was to succeed, it would nullify the cabinet in its entirety. So how can you take an action that potentially in future could also be reversed by another action that is pending, noting that the motion was tabled yesterday?
I tell you why, for a very boring reason, and this is not to deliberately pick some tension with you in the conversation, but because I can imagine even a judge that secretly doesn't like Zuma, even a judge that, I don't know, votes DA in private or EFF, not that that's relevant to judicial adjudication, they might say to themselves, but there's nothing in the law that says unless and until a motion of no confidence is fully ventilated and voted on, in the meantime, the prerogatory power cannot be exercised. Prerogatory power can be lawfully exercised for as long as that motion of no confidence debate has not happened and successfully resulted in the expulsion of it. In other words, you're putting the cart before the horse. They can't say that there's any legal reason why the president is not allowed to be presidential until the debate actually happens, if you get my logic from a law process point of view.
I get your logic, except the motion was put forward yesterday. Parliament has the power to remove the president, and we're simply saying that precedents must be created in this instance, because I'm not interested in limiting the powers of the president. That would require a constitutional amendment. But in this section, there are actions that have been taken that, in our view, constitute irrationality. Now, we'll go to court and argue that case equally so, because, in fact, rationality can be tested in a court of law. And so, yes, prerogative is one thing, but rationality is another. The fundamental issue here is that, as you saw in other appointments that were made, where ministers or even, in fact, the president has the rational power to appoint, we've challenged those and we'll be relying on even some of the Simelane case matter and many others. So we still hold the view that we believe there's an important action that must be taken. But over and above that, we think that many people must come on board, march with us, and vote with us in this event.
Okay, just a final question. I'm taking acquaintance liberties here. My apologies, Musi. You know, if, for example, a minister passed on naturally this morning and a motion of no confidence was scheduled to happen next week, Thursday, no court of law will say the minister must only apply his prerogatory of power after that particular motion. And so the threshold for rationality in our law is not so massive that a court of law will say, we know that this president is up to mischief, trying to have a reshuffle before he might be chucked out of power, because after all, there are many possible scenarios in which, while we are waiting for that debate to happen in the motion of no confidence debate, there could also be many bona fide reasons why, from time to time in the interim, he needs to exercise his prerogatory power. I honestly think it's a long shot. Your final response?
But I think he must go argue that case. We can argue an economic case. We can argue the fact that, yes, there is rationality and irrationality. At which point do we stop holding the president for literally deteriorating the prospect of 9 million South Africans from getting work, effectively plunging our economy into a major crisis? Can our courts be able to hold a view that says that is a sustainable position that we must maintain? So I think that the president is entitled to argue his case, as we're entitled to argue ours in a court of law. But it doesn't change the natural action that we must take going forward.
Okay, great stuff. Musi, thanks for making time for us.
Appreciate it.